When Randy Lynn Forbes reminisces on her days in elementary school, she recalls being a quiet and relatively shy student. Standing up in front of her class and delivering an oral presentation, for example, was borderline unimaginable. But after facing a considerable amount of hardship over the years, paired with the unwavering support from her loved ones, that level of timidness appears to be a distant memory. The now 20-year-old Sioux College grad is getting ready to shine under the spotlight as she will represent Sault Ste. Marie and Northern Ontario in this summer's upcoming edition of Miss Universe Canada. This year's national beauty pageant will invite nearly 70 women of all ages, professions and skill sets from across the country to a week-long competition in Windsor, Ontario, in July. The winner will earn the right to represent Canada at the internationally televised 73rd annual Miss Universe pageant in Mexico. Expressing some interest in modeling and pageantry in recent months, despite having no experience, Forbes credits her family for giving her that extra boost of confidence to enter this unfamiliar but exciting territory. "I asked my brother, who lives in Toronto, to send me some good modeling agencies in his city," she told Sue today. "He also sent me a link to apply for Miss Universe Canada. I sent an interest form, they asked for an application which turned into a telephone interview, and then I got an email a few days later that I got in. I've never thought of myself as a pageant girl," she added. "It was so amazing to get in, I had no words. I never imagined this would be possible." The Miss Universe hopeful admits the odds of having an opportunity like this one always seemed to be stacked against her. Born premature at just 2 pounds and 2 ounces, Forbes was the victim of a tremendous amount of bullying throughout her elementary and high school years based on the way she looked. During the pandemic, an already unprecedented time for students, she ended up losing her dad to cancer. "Ever since I lost my dad, my mother took on the roles of both a mother and a father," Forbes said. "She has been an amazing support for me. Thanks to her, I would not be where I am today." Through it all, Forbes worked hard to attain a post-secondary education, and she's looking forward to graduating from the social service worker program at Sioux College next month with hopes of being hired as an educational assistant with the Algoma District School Board. She believes it's this kind of adversity that will act as her secret weapon in the upcoming pageant. "I've been a fighter since the day I was born," she said. "I've been bullied since I was young, and it even happened this year as well. But I love to prove people wrong. You think I can't do it? Watch me." "And sometimes, hardships make you want to be better and push you to the best that you can be," she added. "I have a chance to embrace myself both mentally and physically and help others learn they are beautiful." Among the youngest and most inexperienced to compete this year, in addition to being from a small town, Forbes realizes she's the underdog entering the competition. But just last year, 25-year-old Manitoulin woman Madison Kavotlin was crowned Miss Universe Canada after she told Sudbury.com that she had put pageantry behind her for school. "While it can feel intimidating at times, Forbes knows she has the ability to stand out. There are lots of girls with pageant history backgrounds and modeling history," Forbes admitted. "Some are married, some have psychology, nursing, or law degrees, all these achievements that I don't have. But I also have to remember I'm only 20 years old, and they picked me for a reason. They liked me." Leading up to the festivities in Windsor, Forbes must travel to Toronto every weekend to take part in training. That training consists of learning how to properly walk, turn, pose, and smile in the competition, as well as taking classes and rehearsing for several dance numbers. "Our trainer says he's trying to teach us things that take most women years to learn," Forbes said. "It feels like I'm sort of at the bottom a bit, so I have to work my way up through the training." Aiming for a top 20 finish, Forbes believes her long natural nails and big green eyes, along with her kind-heartedness and compassion for others, will bode well for her this summer. But regardless of what happens in Southern Ontario, she feels like she's already won. "To me, it's not about winning," Forbes said. "It's the fact that I got selected and that I'm able to participate in something big like this. It's a life-changing experience." Readers can vote Forbes as the Miss Universe Canada People's Choice, winner until July 25, which would guarantee her a spot in the top 20 if successful. She is also raising money for Smile Train, a charity that sends Canadian surgeons to India to perform operations on children born with cleft palates. Residents wishing to donate to that cause, or those who would like to sponsor Forbes's outstanding travel costs, are asked to e-transfer randy.lynn1404@gmail.com and specify in the message which option they'd like their funds to go towards. Competition week for this year's Miss Universe Canada takes place in Windsor from July 20 to 28. If one person can make a difference, everybody should make a difference, Forbes said.